kylällisen studio.
Kuulad Lootuse festivali studiot. Ajalugu ei kordu. 29-31. Mai Saku Suurhallis.
Lisaks sellele, et Lootuse festival tõi meie väikese ja armsa koduma pealinna kokku tuhandeid kristlasi üle terve Eestimaa, saabusid siia ka mitmed tuntud artistid kaugemalt. Pühapäeval 31. mail avanes suurepärane võimalus mõnega neist veidi vestelda ja uurida nende kui inimeste, lauljate, muusikute, aga ka Jumala riigi tööliste mõtete kohta. Et säilitada intervjuude ehtsust, tahame need teile edastada just sellistena, nagu need olid. Esmalt kuuleme Michael W. Smithi kohta, kes on tegutsenud muusikuna üle 20 aasta ja müünud enam kui 13 miljonit albumit ning saanud 14 kuldalbumi ja 5 platinum albumi tiitlit. Pole kahtlustki, et tegemist on maailmas väga populaarse kristliku artistiga. Seejärel tutvume muusikutest abielupaari John ja Annie Barberiga ning lõppeks ka Jamaikalt pärit kuulsa jazzpianisti ning vägagi eksootilise temperamendi ja jutustamistiiliga Huntley Browniga. Mina, Janne Kütima, pean kohe alguses ütlema, et kohtumine neist igaühega oli väga siiras, sõbralik, avatud ja minu meelest vägagi loomulik. Nad kõik on maailmakuulsad, kui jätsid vähemalt minule väga südamlike ja lihtsate inimeste mulje. Inimesed nagu inimesed ikka. Nemad kasutavad neid talente, neid andeid, mis Jumal neile annud on ja seda väga suuremahuliselt. Nagu John Barber ka intervjuus väidab, ole ustav piskus ja Jumal annab sulle suuremaid uksi. Kohtumise muusikutega tegi meile võimalikuks Lootuse festivali kommunikatsioonijuht Liis Korts, tema vastutulelik suhtumine ja kiire reageerimine. Siin kohal suur tänu meie kõigi poolt. Alguseks kuulemegi loo Michael W. Smithi esituses.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Within me, I give you praise, and all that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Oh,
Michael W. Smith külastas me maad esmakordselt, kuigi oli Eestist kuulnud juba ammu. Tol päeval 31. mail olevat aga Tallinna vanalinnas asuvat Oleviste kirikut külastanud, kus Franklin Graham isa Billy Graham 25 aasta eest jutlustanud oli. Vanalinnast tuli Michaelile ligi ka üks vanem naisterahvas, kes teda lausa silm nähtavalt imetledes käest taaras. Nashvilleis Ameerika ühendriikides, kus Michael elab, olevat ta enda sõnul aga nii palju kuulsusi ja lauljaid, et kõik on sellega juba harjunud ning lasevad neil lihtsalt rahus olla. Enamasti Michael vaatamata oma tuntusele ihukaitsjaid ei vaja, kuigi näiteks Lõuna-Ameerikat külastades võib see tema arvates siiski kasuks tulla. Meie kohtusime temaga Saku Suurhalli telgitagustes ja niivisi üheskoos me teda veel enne viimast esinemist küsitlesimegi. Lemme Ketter Bogatkin, Ülo Niinemägi, Helari Tamm, Kärt Einlo ning mina, Janne Kütima. Nüüd kuulame aga intervjuud. Kogu ulatuses, just nii ehtsalt nagu see aeg oli, mille võimalus temaga rääkida avanes.
Wow, press conference.
Tere, Michael W. Smith.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? When did you hear first time about Estonia?
Oh, I've heard of Estonia for a long, long time.
Sellest on palju aega tagasi. You have been now in Oleviste Church today.
Yes, I was. I was there. I think it was at the church that Billy Graham spoke at. What, 25 right. years ago, is that the one?
Yeah.
Yes. Just met the pastor there today, and he was very nice. Yeah, it's good.
You are singing a lot of songs about the place where Jesus died and Jesus was resurrected from Israel. Have you been in Israel?
I've been in Israel twice.
Olen olnud kaks korda Israelis. Küsisin, te olete teinud palju laule Israelis. When did you visit Israel?
It's been in the 90s, twice, I think, probably 91 and 94.
91, 94 olen olnud Israelis. And this was your pilgrim trip. What is it, was it business? What is it, Ari race, or was it just leisure?
No, it was pleasure, and it was very enlightening. It was a trip of a lifetime. I'll never forget it.
See oli mu unustamatu elu unelmate reis.
Dear Michael W. Smith, you are a creative person. You have found your tone, your song in yourself and in God. Where do you get your inspiration and do you have some moments during the day where you especially get your inspiration?
Well, I really never know when the inspiration's coming, but I mean, I was inspired by walking in Old Town today, so... It doesn't take a lot for me to be inspired. I mean, you look at the sky, you look at the mountains, you look at the water. He made it all, you know. So again, there's plenty to be inspired by.
Can we hope that there will be someday one song about Estonia?
Absolutely.
What would you say to Estonians as this evangelical event as a nation? What would your message be to us?
Yeah, I would say that, you know what, Jesus really is who he said he was. And I think for being here, I believe there's just so many people in this country who've really never heard the gospel. And I guess if I had to part with any words, it would be, you know what, I believe that God really, 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 really does love you and has a plan for your life. And that's really why we're here. And once you really realize that that's really true and have this encounter with God, your life will never again be the same.
Tegemist on evangeelse üritusega, milline oleks teie sõnum meile kui rahvale? Jeesus on see, keda ta ütles end olevat. Ma usun, et siin maal on palju inimesi, kes pole veel evangeeliumist midagi kuulnud. Kui peaksin nüüd midagi ütlema, ütleksin, et Jumal väga armastab teid ja tal on teie jaoks plaan. Selleks oleme ka meie siia tulnud. Tahan, et mõistaksite, et see kõik ongi tõsi. Peale Jumalaga tutvumist ei ole te elu enam iialgi sama.
And the concert yesterday went well.
You should ask the people out there.
We loved it.
Yeah, it felt really good, you know, because when you've been to a country, you know, you hear that people know your music, but when you go someplace that you've never been to before, you're not really sure if anybody really even knows who you are, you know. But I guess I was proven wrong that there were a lot of people out there who were familiar with my music, so it was very heartwarming for me. So.
You are one of the most known Christian artists in the world. So when you are on stage and so many people are watching you, is it more entertainment or is it the worship for you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think there's we could talk about that for days. You know, I mean, I think there's entertainment. I think there's performance to some degree, especially if you're singing a love song for your wife, which I've written plenty of those for my wife. I think last night was sort of going, you know, maybe started out concert wise, but we sort of turned it, you know, sort of kind of get everybody's attention, and then you pull them in and go, you know what, this is really what it's all about. You know, we're talking about Yeshua here, you know, the one who gave it all. And so, you know, then that's the challenge for me, is to sort of disappear. I've gotten really better at it. It's hard for people out there who perceive you as a celebrity, and I sort of try to diffuse that and make that not the case.
But while you are on the stage, then do you think about God? Do you sing to God or to people?
Yeah, I think about God and sing to God the whole time, you know.
Yeah. Would you ever like to come back to Estonia and maybe give a bigger concert here?
That's an absolute yes.
Yes. Our fans, and us too included, all the media, we will be waiting then.
Very good. Well, hopefully it will be sooner than later.
We have many young people here in Estonia as well who I believe are having a song inside of themselves, got from God, and maybe they don't dare yet to go out and sing. What would you tell to those young people?
I would tell them if they have a song to sing, they need to sing it. Why hide it under a bushel, you know? Let it go. And you know, I sense a little bit that people here might be a little reserved. And I think maybe this is the time to sort of go for it and just let it go. And especially if you have a song to sing, I would say sing it, because God knows that this country needs to hear it.
You are having a very tough timetable. You are traveling all around the world. Do you know how many days during the year you are having off?
Well, you know, I do big tours and then I take a lot of time off. And then, you know, so I don't just travel all the time. This is a busy year, but it's good because it's the right thing. It's what I'm supposed to be doing.
When you are walking around the States, hometown, you are a celebrity. Does people know you? I mean, probably if you work here in hometown, nobody knows you. But back at home, does everybody know you? Do you have security with you?
Everywhere?
You know, sign angels, of course.
Yeah. In Nashville, there are so many singers and so many celebrities that everybody's used to it and everybody leaves us alone. But what's really, really strange and wonderful is I was walking in Old Town today, and all these people started coming up to me and just, yeah. I was taking a picture of this church with my camera, and this woman, she must have been 65, she put her hands on my elbow and I didn't know who it was. She's going, oh, it was really bizarre. It was really awesome. But you know, it was really awesome. It's good to be here. So it's not an issue. I don't really. Some places are dangerous, like places in South America where you have to have, you know, bodyguards and security. But for me, it's really never been an issue. So.
What is the best way for you to get contact with God, to relax and to have this connection?
Yeah. I think the best thing for me is to just really be still. For me, you just have to understand my lifestyle. When people want a piece of me all the time, and life's busy, and you're doing concerts, and you're doing TV, it's hard to sort of like turn it off. Mm. And I think really, to really get a real glimpse of really who he is and really hear him, you have to be still. And that's probably my biggest challenge. But every time that I do get still, it's very, very profound.
If you could travel back to one of those countries where you have been, what would that country be?
Wow, gosh. You're talking about on my tour.
Yeah. Maybe maybe Israel.
Yeah, or maybe Estonia, you know. Yeah. So. Good answer, you know.
Yeah, but.
I would say they've all been great. Latvia was simply amazing.
Nüüd aga selgitan veidi lähemalt, millest Michaeliga juttu tegime ning millised olid tema seisukohad, arvamused ja vastused. Michael W. Smithi arvates maailma kuulsusena uuele maale reisides ei olegi alati kerge teada, kas publik sinust üldse midagi teab. Siin Eestis olid aga paljud tema muusikaga kursis, nii et see olevat tema jaoks vägagi südant soojendav olnud. Küsimusele, kas lavalolek ja esinemine on tema jaoks pigem esinemine või ülistus, vastas ta kõigepealt, et sellest võiks terve päeva rääkida. Kui laval olen, on minu roll tahaplaanile jääda. See on ehk raske neile, kes siin kuulsuseks peavad. Üritangi mõista anda, et see ei ole oluline. Mõtlen Jumalale ja laulan talle kogu aeg. Pikemad kontsertreisid vahelduvad pikema puhkusega. Ma ei reisi kogu aeg. Tänavune aasta on tõepoolest kiire, kuid see on hea. Sest see on õige asi teha, kommenteeris ta. Loovisikud otsivad ikka inspiratsiooni, kas siis teadlikult või alateadlikult, ja enamasti on raske ette teada, millal see täpselt saabub, nii ka Michael W. Smithi puhul. Ka Tallinna vanalinnas kõndides leidis laulja enda jaoks inspiratsiooni. Tema enda sõnad on järgnevad. Ma ei tea kunagi, millal inspiratsioon tuleb, selleks, et inspireeritud saada ei olegi palju tarvis, kui vaatad seda kõike, mida Jumal on loonud, pilvi, mägesid, vett, siis leiadki inspiratsiooni. Meil siin Eestis on arvatavasti palju noori inimesi, kelle sees on samuti laul, mis antud Jumalalt, aga nad võib-olla ei julge veel seda nii-öelda laulda. Maikeli sõnum neile noortele oli aga järgnev. Kui neil on laul, on neil seda vaja laulda. Milleks seda kuhugi peita? Laskes endast välja. Tunnetan, et inimesed on siin ehk veidi reserveeritud ja tagasi hoidlikud, kuid käes on aeg, mil siiski neid asju tuleks teha, eriti kui sul on laul, mida laulda. Laula seda, sest Jumal teab, et sel maal on vaja seda laulu kuulda. Sellised innustavad sõnad kõigile noortele temalt. Parim viis Jumalaga kontakti leidmiseks on Michaeli jaoks lihtsalt vaikselt olla. Tema elustiili juures on inimestel temalt pidevalt midagi vaja, elu on kiire, kontsertid, televisioon. On raske end tõepoolest nii-öelda välja lülitada, räägib Michael, et saada aimu sellest, kes Jumal tegelikult on ja teda kuulda, on vaja olla vaikselt. See on mu suurim väljakutse, kuid iga kord, kui seda teen, on see väga tähendusrikas, ütles Michael W. Smith.
Kuulad Lootuse festivali stuudiot. Ajalugu ei kordu. 29. kuni 31. mai Saku Suurhallis.
Kuna Lootuse festivali näol oli tegemist evangeelse üritusega, mille keskmes oli sõnum päästest, siis kinnitas seda Michael W. Smithki oma sõnumiga meile kui Eesti rahvale. Jeesus on see, kelle ta ütles end olevat. Usun, et siin maal on palju inimesi, kes pole veel evangeeliumi kuulnud. Kui peaksin nüüd midagi konkreetselt teile kui rahvale ütlema, ütleksin, et Jumal väga armastab teid ja tal on plaan teie jaoks. Selleks oleme ka meie siin. Selline oli siis vestlus Michael W. Smithiga. Nüüd aga John ja Annie Barbour. Abielu paar, kelle esituses kõlanud laul mu lootus, kõlas lootuse festivalil igal päeval. Aksenti oli raske märgata ja rõõm oli seda laulu meie omas ema keeles kuulda. Enne kui seda ka täna kuulame, ütlen, et laule kirjutavad nii John kui Annie juba aastaid. Annie kirjutatud laulu mu lootus on nad 10 keeles laulnud ligi 8 aasta jooksul. Lisaks eesti keelele nii Portugali, Rumeenia, Hispaania, Ukraina, Korea kui ka Jaapani ja paljudes teisteski keeltes. Seda laulu nii mitmes keeles laulda on lihtsalt imeline, ütles Annie. Ja nüüd kõlabki John ja Annie Barbouri esituses laul pealkirjaga mu lootus.
Lootus on Jumala, kes varitseb
Dígame esto, Lotus, on you mala, muy sanda. Mas se sanaus tu se supuha tronies, sa hoiad igavikutarkus endases, kamesa meritandu psinus unaes, sa ofriksa incident eteluandamu. Lotus, on Jumala, kes varitseb, nüüdigavest, Lotus, on Jumala, mu isanda. Igal hommikul su armu jälle näin. Sa märkad vaivas valus murtud südame. Ja oma armu andva kaine lulata. Et need, kes usuvad, su rahu kokeva. Kes varitseb, nüüdigades, mu lootus on Jumala. Mu lootus on Jumala, kes varitseb.
Uurisin Annilt ka selle kohta, kust leidis tema inspiratsiooni selle laulu kirjutamiseks, sain teada, et laul oli alguses hoopis teissugune ning on hiljem nii-öelda veidi korrastatud või ümber kirjutatud. Nimelt sai see laul algus ühest kriisist, millega John ja Annie puutusid kokku läbi oma sõprade, kelle väike tütar võitles 7 aastat vähiga ning lõppeks kaotas selle võitluse. Johnil ja Annil tuli oma elu ning kõik see, millesse nad uskusid, ümber hinnata, kuna olukord oli nende jaoks väga raske. Annie sõnad on järgnevad. Esitasime küsimusi, mida muidu arvatavasti ei küsiks. Jumal oli nii ustav mitte üksnes meie sõpradele, neid sellest traagilisest olukorrast läbikandes, vaid ka kõikidele meile, kes nende kõrval olime. Jumal aitas meil mõista, et ta on muutumatu. Ta on lootuse Jumal. Isegi kui näeme laastavaid sündmusi, on Jumal see, kes elab läbi aegade. Isegi kui me siin kannatame, teame, et Jumal, see läbi, kes ta on, võib päästa. Ta on lootuse Jumal, vaatamata sellele, et meie oleme murest murtud ja leinas. Sellest kõigest see laul alguse saigi. Kohe alguses tundus ka, et see on Jumala laul. Ma ei tunne muud osa selles, kui et me kogu aeg laulame seda. Kuid see laul kuulub Jumalale. Tema kasutab seda nii, kui tema tahab. Meie lihtsalt oleme osa sellest. Usun, et me mõlemad tunneme, et oleme lihtsalt osa plaanist ja nii-öelda üritame sellega kaasas käia. Nii et see on väga imeline. Järgnev intervju on tehtud John ja Annie Barberiga 31. mail Saku Suurallis ning intervjueerijaks on Lemme Ketter Bogatkin.
How long is the tradition of studying different languages and singing? Estonian language is very hard.
We've been doing different languages probably off and on for 20 years, but more in the last... probably 5 or 6 years, a lot of Eastern European languages. So,
yeah, actually, we've been doing that one song, which Annie wrote, in that's the 10th language for that song, and we've been actually doing that more like eight years now in different languages, Portuguese and Romanian and Spanish and
Ukrainian,
Korean, Japanese, all kinds of languages.
You are quite famous in the United States, and I also questioned some people who and some of the Franklin Graham's evangelistic team and about how well you're known and who listened to you. But how did you end up being a musician and do work for God?
Well, actually, I kind of came to music sort of late in my life. I did a lot of other things. I was a golf pro for a while. Probably within a month of our being married, we got a call from a friend who was at a record company and he was putting a band together. His name was Tommy Coombs, and we've been with the Tommy Coombs band for about 20 years now, traveling with Franklin and with his dad, Billy Graham.
And as you're married, it is very important to support each other along the way as musicians, but is there more behind the scenes in the rehearsals? Would you think that a musician needs a good friend to the road as well?
That is a good question. We've always felt very blessed to get to do what we do together as a couple. And like he said, now for 20 years, our whole married life, we've been able to support each other musically, as well as just be a family and learn how to be husband and wife out on the road.
And a bit about fame and our own desires as well. I know that the Bible says that God has created us to achieve our dreams, and he has put dreams inside of hearts, inside our hearts, and part of the plan is to make them true. But has it been hard to sort of push music into God's plan, you know, rather than become famous on some other, I don't know, occasions, events, ways?
I don't think we're really very famous. In our lives, it's been a progression of being faithful in small things. You know, the Bible talks about being faithful in small things, and then God will bless you, and your platform will grow. And that's kind of what it's been like for us. We got a chance to do, you know, music maybe on a smaller scale, in a local church or things like that. And I believe if you're faithful to God and to your talent, to the talent he's given you, I believe he'll open doors for you. And that has to do with music or whatever your calling in life is.
So if I ask you, Anne, that it's not really that important if you get famous or not. It's important to do music the way you're called to do and the way God leads you. Or what would you comment if a young person listens, he has music in his heart, he's worried about not being famous, choosing God's way, and all these things, and he has talents inside?
I believe very strongly that only by following hard and fast after God will you ever feel a sense of contentment and fulfillment. So that young musician who's wondering, you know, what will God do with my talents? They have to get to know their Heavenly Father enough to know how much he loves them, how much he wants them to thrive in their life. He's given them gifts for a reason. And it's a matter of just putting those before him and trusting him with their future. And you know, and if they do that, they won't miss anything that God has for them. Maybe they'll be famous. Maybe they'll have a quiet life somewhere. It won't matter, though. What matters is that they're yielded to God, and those giftings that he's put in them will find their voice.
John jõudis muusikani tegelikult päris hilja. Oli mõnda aega olnud hoopis professionaalne golfimängija. John rääkis, et umbes 1 kuu peale seda, kui abielunud olime, helistas meile sõber Tommy Kams, kes hakkas bändi moodustama. Olemegi tema bändiga koos 20 aastat nüüdseks reisinud ja see aeg loodetavasti jätkub. Kuulsuse ning unistuste elluviimise kohta pärides saime aga vastuse, et nad ei pea end sugugi kuulsateks. Nii kommenteeris John. Meie eludes on olnud tegemist progressiga. Oleme olnud ustavad väikestes asjades. Piibel kirjutab sellest, kuidas tuleks olla ustav väikestes kohustustes ja kuidas Jumal see läbi õnnistab ning kasvatab meile laiema aluse või nii-öelda platformi. Umbes nii on asi ka meie elus olnud. Meil on olnud võimalus muusikat väiksemahulisemalt arrastada, näiteks meie omas kohalikus koguduses, ja usun, et kui olete ustav Jumalale ning sellele talendile, mille ta just sulle on annud, olgu see siis muusika või mis iganes, mis on just sinu kutsumus, siis Jumal avab sulle uksi. Olulisem ei ole Johnny sõnul seega kuulsust saavutada, vaid teha muusikat sel viisil, kuidas Jumal just sind on kutsunud ja juhatanud seda muusikat tegema. Noortele, kel südames laul, kuid samas ka tunne ning ehk ka mure, et niivisi Jumala teed käies kuulsaks ju ei saa, ütleb Änni. Mu kindel veendumus on, et üksnes Jumalale järgnedes on üleüldse võimalik tunda rahuldust ja rahulolu. Nii et see noor muusik, kes arutleb, mida küll Jumal teeb, kui oma anded talle pühendada, peaks oma taevast isa tundma õppima ja aru saama, kui väga ta meid kõiki armastab. Talendid on antud kindlal põhjusel ning need tuleks taas tema ette panna ja loota temale oma tuleviku küsimustes. Seda tehes ei jää keegi ilma mitte millestki, mis Jumalal varuks on. Võib-olla saab see noor kuulsaks, võib-olla elab ta aga hoopis rahulikku elu. Kuid sellel kõigel ei ole siis enam vahet. Oluline on siis see, et ta on pühendunud Jumalale ning need anded, mis tema sisse on pandud, leiavad oma hääle.
We'll have one final question to you. As you are married for many years, what would be the greatest lesson for you together on the road as musicians and as a family? Perhaps one thought that you would leave to, again, young musicians who will follow sort of in your steps.
Well, when you marry, you make a vow for better or for worse. I think the word is commitment, no matter what. You enjoy the highs of learning and loving together, and you stay committed in the difficult times. That's what we grow weary of in our world, not just in our secular world, but in the Christian world. People give up because it's hard sometimes. So for me, the word is commitment. You stay, and you do, and you work through those hard times, and you get to those beautiful times again.
You get to the better part again. What about you, John?
Yeah, no, I just agree with everything Annie said. And you know, for us, we were friends before we were married, and I think it's important for couples to learn how to be friends, because the newness of a marriage relationship wears off sooner or later. And
good to know.
Yeah, you gotta be friends. You gotta have a relationship that's the bedrock of your marriage. And we were friends first.
Abielupaarina tahaksid John ja Anni anda aga noortele järgmise soovituse. Abieludes teete otsuse, nii heas kui halvas. Arvan, et võtmesõnaks ongi siin pühendumine. Üks kõik, mis ka poleks. Naudid tõuse, teine teise tundma õppimisel ja armastamisel ja tähtis on ka siis rasketel aegadel koos püsida. Mitte ainult sekulaarses maailmas, vaid ka kristlikus maailmas tuleb üha enam ette, et inimesed annavad alla, sest vahel on raske. Nii et minu jaoks on selleks võtmesõnaks pühendumus. See, et sa oled ja jääd, ükskõik, mis ka ette ei tuleks. Lähed läbi raskete aegade, et taas jõuda nende ilusate aegadeni. John ja Annie olid enne abiellumist sõbrad ning John usubki, et paaridel on oluline õppida seda, kuidas kõigepealt sõbrad olla, sest iga abielu uudsus ükskord kaob ning tekib rutiin. Tuleb olla teine teisele sõbraks, omada sellist suhet, mis saab olla abielu vundamendiks. John ja Annie Barbary intervjueeris Lemme Ketterbogatkin. Isiklikult seda lauljapaari kohates kogesin, aga kui lihtsad inimesed nemadki olid. Väga meeldiv oli juttu vesta ning nende siirus ja spontaansus jätsid tõepoolest jälle. Samuti neis elav rahu ja lootus, mis lausa kiirgas neist välja. Ehtsad näited selle kohta, kuidas võiks kristlastena elada. Täis lootust ja täis rahu. Johnny sõnul olemegi kristlastena alati tunnistajad, tahame seda või mitte. Ja oluline on olla selline tunnistaja, millisena Jumal sind näha tahab. Nende lauldav laul Mu lootus ongi tema lemmik, kuna laul räägibki sellest, kus Jumal on meie lootus ja see ongi üks põhilisi asju, mis on puudu inimestel, kes üritavad elada elu ilma Jumalata. Kui vaadata globaalset majandust ja olukordi üldse terves ilmas, siis on raske kuskilt lootust leida. Kui suudame elada inimestena, kes küll tunnistavad, et elu on raske, kuid samas elavad lootusrikastena, see ongi väga suur tunnistus Jumalast. Järgmise keelena tuleb neil aga laul mu lootus. Ära õppida arvatavasti läti keeles, sest järgmisel aastal toimub lootuse festival, arvatavasti meie lõunanaabrite lätlaste juures. Siin kohal olekski vast hää mainida, et selleks, et mu lootus perfektses eesti keeles selgeks saada, tuli Johnil ja Annil 3 kuud eesti keele õpetaja juhendusel hääldust õppida. Küllap ootab ees taas mitmekuuline keelekursus. Laulust mu lootus oleks just kui saanud lootuse festivali teemalaul nüüdseks. Circa 10 aasta jooksul on Franklin palunud Johnil ja Annil seda laulda alati enne jutlust ja Anni sõnul on nad endid alati väga õnnistatutena tundnud, kuna nad on koos saanud teha kõike seda, mida nad parasjagu koos teevad. Nagu John juba ütles, kogu meie abielu jooksul viimase 20 aasta vältel oleme saanud teineteist muusikalises mõttes toetada. Samas oleme ka saanud olla perekond ja õppinud, kuidas olla mees ning naine kogu selle aja vältel. Nüüd kuuleme aga teist intervjuud, mis tehtud John ja Annie Barberiga, samuti 31. mail ja tervueerijaks sel korral Janne Küttima.
I want to thank you for who you are, because I really can feel when I see you, when I listen to you, that you have peace and you have hope. So I can see that you are walking witnesses. Do you feel like so?
I think we're, as Christians, we are witnesses, whether we like it or not. And so the important thing is to be the kind of witness that God wants you to be. And I love the lyrics to that song that Annie wrote, because it talks about having God be our hope. And I think that's one of the main things that people who are trying to live without God lack. You look at the global economy right now, you look at the circumstances around the world, and it's very difficult to find hope anywhere. So I think if we can live as people who acknowledge that life is difficult, but at the same time live as hopeful people, I think that's a great witness for God.
Annie, you have written this song. Where did you get the inspiration? Can you remember the moment?
One life, and then I did some rewriting on it, but it comes out of a crisis that we walked through with some friends of ours, whose young daughter contracted cancer and suffered for 7 years and finally lost the battle to cancer, and it redefined our lives because of how difficult that situation was. But it causes you to go back and re-examine those things that you say you believe. Causes you to question things that maybe you would never question before. And ultimately, God was so faithful, not only to our friends to carry them through that tragedy, but to those of us that stood with him to really help us understand that he's unchanging. He is a God of hope, even when we see things that are devastating. He lives beyond time. So even when we suffer here, we know that God, because of who he is, can redeem. He's a God of hope. Even when we're really grieved, so it really was out of that event that song came.
How does it feel to sing this song in so many languages?
It's just wonderful. There comes a time early on when this is God's song, and I don't feel an attachment to it other than we sing it all the time. I feel like it belongs to him. He's using it how he wants. We get to be a part of that. So I think we both do. We feel like we're just a part of, along for the ride, riding the wave. So it's wonderful. Wonderful.
So you are part of God's plan, and it's a miracle and a big happiness to be together. What can be better than that? Do you know already what is the next language?
I don't think we know exactly what the next language is going to be. I think Franklin will possibly be in Latvia next year. So it may be Latvian or Russian. I don't know.
Then it is a totally different alphabet you have to learn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Much different.
Very challenging. Is this like a brand song for Hope Festival? Or will it be it?
Well, it's kind of become that, because for about 9 or 10 years now, Franklin usually will ask for that song right before he preaches. So it's kind of become sort of a theme song for his Festivals of Hope. Yes.
So you are always going where Franklin is going, and you are always singing the song.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's a very big privilege to be a part of this Hope Festival. What are your feelings from Estonia? Have you been here before?
Never been here before, and we've fallen in love with the beauty of your city. The people here are so warm, so generous, and not reserved in ways that we've experienced in other places we've been. Just very, very gracious from the first moment that we got up 3 nights ago. So we'd love to come back.
Are you any planning, or are you making also other songs? Probably you are. You are having many songs. This is not your only song.
Yes, we write, both of us write and have for many years.
Could you come back as a couple and have someday concert here? Just two of you?
Sure, if somebody asks.
I ask you to come. Please come. We are very welcoming you warmly. Because you have, I think I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. You have made a big impression to our country and people who have been here. When are you leaving this country, and what are the future plans from now on?
Well, we leave very early tomorrow morning. We'll go home to California where we live, and we have some things that we're doing in Southern California in June, and then Franklin is doing it's called Rock the River Tour. It's a tour up the Mississippi River, right in the middle of the United States. He'll be doing 4 different cities in July and August as an effort, especially to reach young people. So we'll be with him there.
Wish you all the luck, and be blessed and welcome back. Hope to see you soon. Thank you very much.
John ja Annie Barbori intervjueerisin sel korral mina, Janne Küttima. Nemad, nagu teisedki intervjueeritavad muusikud, olid sel korral Eestis esmakordselt ning endi sõnul lausa armunud meie ilusasse vanalinna. Inimesed siin on nende meelest väga lahked ja soojad, mitte reserveeritud nagu neis paigus, kus nad varem olevat käinud. Siit lahkusid nad otse Kaliforniasse oma koju, et juulis-augustis osaleda Franklin Grahami korraldataval tuuril Rock the River Lõuna-Kalifornias, kus sõidetakse siis mööda Mississippi jõge ning külastatakse 4 erinevat linna, et eriti just noorteni jõuda. Soovisin Annile ja Johnile kõike head, palju õnnistusi ning ka tere tulemast tagasi, kuna paar ei olnud sugugi vastu ka kahekesi Eestisse naasmisele ning siin lausa oma kontserti andmisele. Loodame neid taas siin meie maal näha.
Kuulad Lootuse Festivali stuudiot. Ajalugu ei kordu. 29-31. Mai Saku Suurhallis.
Festivali kaugeim külaline oli aga pärit Jamaikalt. Jazzpianist Huntley Brown, väga muljetavaldava artist, kogu üritusel ning kuulnud tema teekonnast klaverimänguni, kinnistuski mulje temast kui eriti andekast muusikust. Jamaikal, kus Huntley üles kasvas, ostsid ta vanemad 50 Jamaika dollari eest klaveri. Huntley vend oli aga see, kes hakkas klaveritunde võtma. Huntley ise kuulas kõrvalt ja harjutas, õppis klaverit mängima oma venda imiteerides ehk siis järele tehes, samuti kuulates ka erinevaid lindistusi ja kassette. Alguses õppisin mängima kuulmise järgi ja alles see järel läksin kooli, et abi saada. On Huntley oma muusika juurde jõudmise loo üle rõõmus. Kerkis üles küsimus, millele või kellele ta mõtleb, kui laval esineb. Ja Huntley vastus oli tõesti ilus. Ja teate, kui ma mängin, siis ma täidan oma eesmärki. Ja mu eesmärk siin on tuua Jumalale au. Nii et kui ma mängin, on see minu ülistus Jumalale ja auditoorium saab näha, kuidas ma Jumalaga oma muusika läbi räägin. Nüüd on võimalus tema lugugi kuulata. Thank you. Kuuleme aga Huntley Browniga tehtud intervjuud ja intervjueerijaks on Lemme Ketter Pokatkin.
We have a few questions. First of all, how did you come to God? Obviously, you believe in God.
Yes, I do. I grew up in Jamaica, small island, in a Christian home. But growing up in a Christian home did not make me a Christian. Many years ago, I discovered I was a sinner and I needed a savior. And one day I discovered that if I confess my sins to God, he'd forgive me. And he'd cleanse me and he'd make me new and I'd go to heaven to live with him for all eternity. But still then, I did not believe it at first. I had to go and do some research because with so many people saying there's a God, how do I know for sure that there's a God? And I went on a journey. And on this journey was the most incredible journey and discovered that yes, there's a God who loves me and he has a plan for my life. And that's how I come to know God.
How long ago was that? How long have you been a Christian?
I think, I'm 45 years old now. And I accepted Christ before I was 10 years old. But I accepted Christ quite a few times in my life. So I would say maybe about nine years.
So spiritually 9 years old?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's really cool. How did you go to music? When did your musical life start?
Well, in Jamaica, when I was growing up, my parents bought a piano for $50, 50 Jamaican dollars. And what happened, my brother started taking piano lessons, and I used to listen to them practice. And so I learned to play by imitating my brothers and listening to different recordings and tapes and so forth. And that's how I learned to play. So in the beginning, I learned to play by ear, and then after that, I went to school to get help.
When you play on stage, if Christian event, non-Christian event, what do you think about? Do you always think about God?
Yes. You know, when I play, I am fulfilling my purpose. And my purpose here is to bring glory to God. So when I play, it's almost like a worship experience. It is a worship experience for me to God. And the audience gets to watch me talking to God through my music.
Huntley kasvas üles kristlikus kodus väikesel saarel Jamaikal, kuid kristlikus kodus kasvamine ei teinud temast veel kristlast. Mitmeid aastaid tagasi sai ta aru, et on patune ja vajab päästjat ning ühel päeval avastas, et kui ta tunnistab oma patud Jumalale, siis annab ta ande, puhastab teda, teeb uueks ja temaga koos saab minna taevas elama terveks igavikuks. Siiski ei uskunud Huntley seda kõike täielikult ja rääkis selle kohta ise nii. Pidin veidikene uurima ikka, kuidas saan kindel olla selles, et Jumal on olemas, kuigi kuulsin nii paljusid inimesi tema olemasolust rääkimas. Ja see oli üks kõige imelisemaid reise. Avastasin, et jah, Jumal on olemas. Ta armastab mind ning tal on minu elu jaoks plaan. Niivisi õppisingi ma Jumalat tundma.
The music has been really great and the audience, I'm sure you have felt the audience response and what do you think about Estonia?
Love Estonia. I look forward to coming back. You have some of the best musicians here. The choir was great.
Thank you.
The orchestra and the band was phenomenal. All the singers were incredible. The food in Estonia is great. I just love this place.
It's great to hear. And Jamaica is very, very far. You're the forest guest. So welcome once again and thank you for coming. And that's all for us. Thank you, Huntley Brown.
God bless you.
Huntley Brown intervjueeris Lemme Ketter Pokatkin. Huntleygi oli Eestist väga vaimustatud, tahaks samuti siia naasta. Tema siiras vaimustus kõlas järgnevalt. Teil on parimad muusikud. Koor oli suurepärane, orkester ja bänd samuti lausa fenomenaalsed, kõik lauljad imelised. Eesti on imeline, mulle tõesti meeldib see maa. Huntley oli kindlasti üks väga kaasaharava jutu ning iseloomuga kauge, kuid samas kuidagi väga lähedane külaline. Nagu kõik teisedki, kellega meil tol õhtul võimalus juttu vesta oli. Kuigi tegemist oli maailma kuulsustega, kiirgus neist kõigist soojust, inimlikust, jumalakartlikust, armastust ja sõprust. Kuigi meie aeg oli piiratud, jätsid need kohtumised tõesti meist iga ühesse oma jälje. Mina, Janne Kütima, loodan, et need intervjuud, mida raadioeetri vahendusel kuulata saite, tõid teienigi veidikene neist hetkedest. Lõpetuseks kaigub mul ikka kõrvus küsimus, mida lihtsalt ei saa küsimata jätta. Kui sul oleks võimalus kohtuda Jeesusega niimoodi, silmast silma, korraks vaid, kuskil telgi taguses, mida küsiksid sa temalt? Üks küsimus ja aeg oleks piiratud. Kuula siis hoolikalt ka seda vastust, mida ta sulle just anda tahab. Temagi on siiras, avatud ja sõbralik.